See, we started off kind of rock and roll, shouting, Preston, jumping around, boys will be boys, and then it went very, very mellow, prematurely, I think, with Jose Gonzalez and his heartbeat.
Hello, this is Adam and Joe. You're listening to London's XFM, Britain's XFM, London 104.9. Welcome to 2 hours of music and stuff.
And stuff, and an important discussion of the big issues of today.
Yes.
Joe, if you had to use an invented car advert word to describe the programme, what would it be?
What would it be? Well, it would be a combination of different words.
Yeah.
Fun.
Yeah.
And also boring.
Bun.
Bun.
Yeah. Not big, small.
No. Surely I like that advert, though.
Do you?
Yeah.
Well, surely the Nissan Micra people must be annoyed, because they've nicked the... because they had Smig, which was small and big.
That's true.
And now the Toyota Yaris people have just nicked the whole idea and just dumbed it down a little bit by just saying big, small. They haven't even bothered to blend the words properly.
Yeah.
I think it's a kind of disgrace, personally.
It's not as disgraceful as the car advert that has the gnarled men in a sort of shed. And they're going, I saw it last night.
Oh, yeah.
It came out of the fog.
Like it was a wraith
or
something.
It's just a boring black car. What kind of lives do they lead, those men?
I know. Imagine if they'd seen the spider car emerging from the big...
What's the spider car?
You know, have you not seen that? I think it's a Toyota ad as well, where it is a massive great spider scratching around.
Like a transformer.
In a huge giant web. Mm. And then suddenly from the shadows, this spider scuttles out and it turns into a car.
And I haven't seen that one.
Oh, wait till you see it. I think it's better than a lot of movies out, Joe. Some adverts are getting so good that they're almost better than the TV shows around them.
What an interesting thought.
Thanks very much. That's the kind of thing you can expect in the next hour and 50 minutes. Now, we have a competition this week.
Yeah, we've got Crap Commentary Corner. It's a good one. We've got great prizes to give away, but we don't know what they are because our producer Lila hasn't turned up yet.
Well, she's running late. There's problems on the tubes.
They will be great prizes, though.
I do actually know what they are, but I'll find out while we play this next song.
Yeah.
And we have Ditties in the Dock, of course, coming up at the end of the show.
Mm-hmm. I'd also like to play you my highlights of this year's Golden Globes red carpet programme.
Nice one.
Hosted by a fashion designer called... Isaac, what's his name? Miyazaki. I've written it down, hang on.
Isaac.
He was in Unzipped. Isaac Mizrahi.
Mizrahi.
Yeah. He's basically, gay people and straight people all love a very camp LA showbiz reporter.
Yeah.
You haven't heard an LA showbiz reporter camper than this ever in history.
What channel was he on?
E, the Entertainment Channel.
I was watching E, but I didn't see anything vaguely amusing. I sat through hours of stuff, because our friend Kelly MacDonald was out there. She was nominated, and I was keen to... I was trying to see...
Watch her progress.
Yeah, but they didn't have any shots of her. They pretty much marginalised all the Brits in favour of the exciting Americans, which is understandable. Anyway, should we play some music?
Yes.
Here is a track from the Franz Ferdinand.
Oh dear. I keep hitting the microphone with my headphones.
Do you?
Yeah, sorry if that's disturbing any listeners out there. This is Adam and Joe on XFM. Should we do a time check? We never do time checks.
Go on then.
It's 1:14. Oh, it's brilliant!
Do you wear a watch?
No, I don't. Watches are out, apparently.
Well, there's so many watch adverts at the cinema that I was thinking maybe they're coming back in again.
No, I thought Fossil are going bust because kids don't wear watches anymore.
Right.
They just use their mobiles. Watch companies are over.
Well, exactly. That's what you'd think.
A watch is an 80s thing. A Swatch, even.
Yeah.
Remember when they were all the rage, Swatches?
Absolutely, because they were affordable and accurate and jazzy and funky. They had different designs. Mm.
But can I mention something quickly?
Go on, then.
Because Lila, our producer, is late today and it's her last show. She's leaving.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So, we've both bought her some presents. Do you think she's listening?
She might be listening.
She's on the tube, isn't she?
Yeah, but she might have got off and started taking buses and walking.
I think, should we assume she's not listening?
Okay, then.
What have you got her, Adam?
Well, I've got a bottle of champagne.
That's good.
And I've got a card.
Yeah.
And what I was gonna do is I was gonna, why am I speaking softly?
Because she might be listening.
She might be listening.
Exactly. Shh, so she can't hear.
Right, right. And so I've brought in my digital camera and a small printer for the digital camera. So I thought we could take a picture of us all together and then I could print it out. No, that's what you got her.
I've bought her a shuffle, an iPod shuffle.
It's amazing.
Is that too much? I don't know what you think, listeners. Is an iPod shuffle too much or is it too little?
No, that's
£69.
But now I feel
for 3 years of work?
£69. But I've gone through a lot of effort. I've written a poem and everything for the card. And
I've just gone for hard, cold cash.
Well, that's a very nice way of spending your hard, cold cash, though.
I could have got her the bigger one.
Yeah.
But I didn't think she was worth it. £69.
You know, I heard that Jonathan Ross got all the crew for his TV show, Nanopods, for Christmas, as a Christmas present. And I was wondering, like, would he have got the big one, the 4 gig one, or the not so big one? You know? Because if it's a very generous gesture, but once you've made the generous gesture, once you've committed yourself to buying nanopods for the entire crew, like camera people, runners, producers, everything, then do you economize a little bit and just get the smaller of the two? What do you think?
I don't know. It's very difficult buying presents when you're not a teenager anymore, when you make money.
Yeah.
Because you're expected to actually shell out a bit of cash.
I mean, he'd have to be insane to go the extra yard and get the big one for the whole crew. I'd be very interested to find out.
But listen, so that's an exciting moment that's going to come up later in the show.
Yeah.
The presentation to Lila of her gifts. But you know what? If she doesn't turn up, then I could give this shuffle away as a prize on the show.
Have you got one yourself?
No.
They're brilliant, man.
I've got a proper iPod.
Yeah, but the shuffle is great. It's something nice about the limitation of just having that few songs and having them all shuffling around in your brain and not being able to control where it's going to go next. Speaking of which, let's shuffle the XFM playlist a little bit and sneak in a free play. This is a track from one of the big albums of... Well, it was sort of critically big by My Morning Jacket.
Right.
I think the album was called...
But nobody bought it.
Said. I don't know if it flew off the shelves, but it's really worth buying if you haven't got it. Lots of amazingly interesting stuff on there. And this is a track called Off the Record, which starts off as a kind of skanky, slightly Scar type song, which doesn't sound promising, but it's good.
Yeah.
And then about a couple of minutes in, it sort of takes a mad left turn into a sort of jazz funk odyssey, a bit like Grover Washington Jr.
I'll be the judge of that.
Yeah, see what you think. Quite good, don't you think?
Yeah, it's got satanic backwards in canting on it, though, hasn't it?
Oh, I'm not sure it was satanic. I think it was just
nice things.
Some goofy Americans mumbling.
Yeah, that was good.
Off the Record, that's called, and that's by My Morning Jacket. This is Adam and Joe on XFM.
XFM. Love music. Love XFM. Music. Love XFM. XFM.
So who's that girl there? I wonder what went wrong so that she had to roam the streets.
There we go, that's the Arctic Monkeys. Their album comes out Monday, doesn't it?
Does it? Monday? Or...
Yeah, they've been giving it away all weekend here on XFM, I think, to competition winners, but that's going to fly off the shelves. Hit number one, a week later, there'll be nobodies. That's how fast it works.
You reckon?
No, I don't reckon.
The
I reckon they're here to stay.
The cynical turnover of the pop world.
I love them.
Yeah, they're very good. I mean, that's an amazing song. They are, I've said this before, I'm sure, but they seem to have picked up where the Libertines left off and fused it with, what else? Something good. But
yeah,
that's great.
Anyway, this is Adam and Joe on XFM. Previously, we didn't know what prizes we had to give away. Now we do, and ladies and gentlemen, they're extraordinary. We've got two copies of the Sonny Chiba DVD box set, including Return of the Street Fighter, and the Street Fighter's Last Revenge to give away for something. I don't know. DVDs. Three DVDs.
Have you ever seen those films?
No. And we've got this brilliant Korean war film called Brotherhood, or the Korean title, Tagagugi.
Tagagugi.
Is it? Taiguki. Which is amazing. It features four blokes being blown up by a landmine all at the same time.
Wow.
And all their limbs go everywhere. It's the most sort of gory, stupid war film I've ever seen, but very enjoyable,
and
you know.
Yeah, but presumably has its heart in the right place and has some kind of anti-war message.
Yeah, oh yeah. Oh,
or is it mainly pro-war?
No, anti-war, I think. I wasn't sure. I felt pro-fictional war.
So what are we going to give away for our competition?
Well, for Ditties in the Dock, can I just say first,
yeah,
we're giving away a set of U2 albums, Pop, Boy, All That You Can't Leave Behind, The Unforgettable Fire, The Best Of, and Achtung Baby. So everybody who gets on air in Ditties in the Dock in the last 50 minutes of the show wins a set of those albums.
Wow.
Six albums.
That's amazing.
So it's a prize-a-rama. But right now, for Crap Commentary Corner, you can have your choice of the Korean War film or the Sonny Chiba box set. So this is the part of the show where we play you an excerpt from a DVD audio commentary.
Well, we can kind of explain it with the jingle.
Can we?
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
It's a crap commentary, recorded off of a DVD. Why don't you listen and see? You could win some crap for free. Can you tell us, Speaky and a movie like a Tiki? Go ahead, it's easy. You can use IMDb.
There we go, so no other explanation needed. All you need is the number, 0871-222-1049. 0871-222-1049. If you know which director is being heard speaking in the clip we're about to play. So here's clip number one.
And people have to know what film they're talking about as well.
And what film he's talking about, yeah.
Okay, here we go.
0871-222-1049. Here he is talking about, you know, how ill-tempered he gets and what he does when he gets upset.
There's something about a megaphone. It's got the extra added value of if you snap it on the ground, it's got batteries that fly out. And literally, I think this was the first megaphone I broke. Normally on a movie, I'll break about two or three megaphones. We had one megaphone that that survived quite a bit. It kept being taped together. And when the megaphone cracks, they know that, they better hurry.
Ooh.
He's an ill-tempered man.
He sounds like a scary man, but I bet you he gets results.
He's very assertive and he gets things done.
Mm, good.
Yes, he certainly does. So, 0871-222-1049, if you think you know what director that is talking and what film he's talking about, our second clip, this is from kind of the middle of the DVD commentary, the bit that people don't usually get, you know, you don't usually get that far.
No.
And he tells us a special exclusive scandalous story that he swears is true, about a mysterious prince of great wealth. Let's listen to the story. And again, 0871-222-1049, if you know what director is telling this story.
I'll tell you another story. I can credibly tell you that this is dead true. This is a prince, and I'm not going to say from what country, but he has a personal 747. And on the top, he has a surgery room. And in that surgery room, he has two tables. He travels with a 24-year-old kid from his country, where his parents have been paid off, where he has the matching, I guess, blood type, and this kid would be donating his heart to this prince. When the prince's bad ticker goes, they're going to be swapping hearts. I know people that have actually been on the plane, and I know people that have actually met the kid. Now, I guess that kind of emulates what's going on in this movie. I hope the prince doesn't ever hear this DVD commentary.
He's insane.
He's insane. A prince that flies around with a surgeon and a surgery and a kid who will just be killed as soon as this guy has a heart attack. Are we supposed to believe that?
Maybe it's Prince.
Why would this... Maybe it is Prince.
Prince Rogers Nelson.
Why would this 24-year-old hang out with this insane prince if he knew that the second he got into ticker trouble, he was going to be killed?
That's going to be a bad life for the guy, because he's on one hand, he's having a brilliant time.
Yeah.
He's in the luxury plane.
Yeah.
But presumably, he's not really allowed to drink or smoke or have any fun.
Because he's got to keep the ticker in good shape.
He's got to maintain the ticker.
Yeah.
And at the same time, he's kind of watching the prince and sort of thinking, oh, please don't have that cigar.
Don't go on that roller coaster.
No, stop it. Don't eat that extra bun. Oh, fuck.
Anyway, if you know what director that was telling us that incredible story, 0871-222-1049. 0871-222-1049. There's another clip if no one gets it, but have a guess.
Also, if you're the prince that he's talking about, we'd love to hear from you.
Give us a call.
And find out if that's all true. Now, here's some more music. This is Cub.
Yeah, that's Cub with Grow. You know what that song needs?
What?
A little more production.
Yeah, a tiny bit more to stir the heartstrings. That's the kind of music they listen to on Brokeback Mountain.
You seen Brokeback Mountain?
I went to see it earlier this week. I want to talk about it a bit later on.
Wow.
Anyway, we are playing Crap Commentary Corner, our competition this week, and we played you a couple of clips from a commentary from a movie. We're not saying if it's a recent movie or... an old movie or whatever, but you had to guess who was speaking, the name of the director, and the name of the film they were talking about. We've got a couple of people on the line now. Let's see if they've got it right. Hello, Paul, are you there?
Hi, yeah, I'm here.
Paul, Paul. Do people ever call you Paul, Paul, Paul?
Not very often, no.
Really? We had a friend called Paul. We used to call him Paul, Paul. And then when we went swimming, we'd go to the swimming, Paul, Paul. And,
I'll have to get my friends to call me that.
Yeah, boom, it's very rewarding. We recommend it.
Yeah,
so boom, listen, there you go. What's your guess?
It's Quentin Tarantino.
Now, have you come to that conclusion?
You say that with great authority, Paul.
I recognise his voice, but I think because it's Sonny Chiba.
But hang on. Boo, boo, boo. Hang on, mate. Quentin Tarantino is instantly recognisable because he says, all right, after every fourth word. All right. And this guy didn't say, all right.
Listen, do you want to hear another clip, Paul?
Yes, please.
Okay, listen to this. See if this gives you any more clues, okay?
I'll tell you another story. I can credibly tell...
Oh, no, hang on. We just had... That's the Prince story.
Oh, that's the wrong one.
Okay, sorry, man.
How embarrassing.
Sorry. So listen to this. Okay, here we go, Paul.
All my movies have been smash hits. They've all made a fortune at the box office for what they cost. And I will oftentimes operate in very dangerous camera positions because I operate a lot. A pole came by my head about 45 miles an hour. That's where I almost lost my life.
Paul came by his head.
Paul.
Now listen, Paul, that clearly was not Tarantino. Do you want to take another guess?
Well, that's not fair. Adam, that's not fair, because what if the next guy's got it? And then Paul goes and gets it.
I'm pretty sure Paul's not going to get it.
Okay, have another guess, Paul.
You're right. I haven't got a clue who it is. I thought it was Quentin in the first one.
Oh, man, bad luck. But I tell you what, do you want a prize anyway?
I want a Sonny Chiba box set in my life.
Well, you can have it, mate.
That's marvellous.
Only because your name is Paul.
Okay, cheers, Paul. Thanks very much indeed for your call. Now, let's see. We've got another caller on the line. This is Nick. Hi, Nick. How you doing?
I'm all right, thanks.
We haven't got a funny way of saying Nick. Jim Davidson has. Nick.
we won't labour that point. Yeah. Nick, how are you doing there? And do you have a better idea of who that was speaking on the crap commentary?
Well said.
I think I've got an idea, yeah. Do you want to know what it is?
Yeah, go on then.
Michael Bay.
Michael Bay, and what was he talking about?
Well, the first time he was talking about the megaphone, and he's famous for having a really bad temper.
Yes.
And then the second time he was talking about having the kid and the prince and the heart transplant. And the island's all about having a clone to do transplants and stuff, so
Nick,
I thought maybe it was that.
We couldn't have asked for more than that.
That's textbook
deduction.
That was
spot on. Well done. What do you do for a living, Nick? Are you an expert?
No, I'm not an expert, no.
What do you do?
I kind of do the travel news.
Do you?
Who for? The radio, yeah.
What station?
Other stations other than yours, although I used to do XFM years ago.
Really? Man, we need a travel bulletin.
Yeah, because it's nice to throw to... We don't throw to anyone. We don't throw to the news or the travel guy or anything.
Yeah.
Well, you see, you should get me in. I'll do it for you.
Well, we've got your number, Nick. We might be in touch, but for the moment, we're going to... Do you want the Sonny Chiba box set, or do you want Tagagugi, the Korean War film?
Didn't you just give the Sonny Chiba box set away?
Yeah, we got two.
Oh, right. Yeah. I'll have,
I think we should give him both, man.
But give him both, because he got it right. And what sort of standard is that to set if losers win?
Yeah.
What sort of world would it be if losers won?
A world gone mad.
So there you go. You're going to get Sonny Chiba and Tagagugi.
That's very kind of you. Thank you.
You're
Thanks
very
a lot
clever
for your
man.
Call, Nick.
Well done, Nick. That's that was exemplary.
That was really textbook stuff.
That might be handed out with the teaching pack.
The teachers. XFM teaching pack. Yeah.
Wow.
Thanks very much indeed for your call, Paul. Your Paul call. And to Nick, congratulations. I hope you enjoy those DVDs. This is Adam and Joe on XFM.
I'm on guard again, but unprepared to fend for myself in a battle.
Joe's looking at me funny.
What is this? Have you mistakenly put on a show tune?
No. I should have explained that this is a free player and it's Sparks.
You should have explained. Is this the new Sparks single?
No. This is a classic Sparks.
La, da, do, what? What's
but I'm feeling
like?
I'm feeling sort of gay because of Brokeback Mountain.
That sounds like Madness song. It sounds like the beginning of Sun and the Rain.
Yeah.
Anyway.
I've had a very gay week, and I love a bit of Sparks when I'm feeling a bit gay.
You know what? I think we should have a gay and lesbian themed 45 minutes, because I've got my the campus showbiz reporter in Hollywood.
Okay, well, let's
we can have a gay
off.
And lesbian themed half hour.
This...
And don't, if you're not gay or lesbian, don't switch off or go away, like when you flick through Time Out on the tube and you accelerate through the gay and lesbian pages. Don't do that.
No, stick with
it's
it.
It's not like that anymore in the world.
This is a marvellous synthesis of the gay and the very straight as well, this song, because it starts off pretty camp, but then the guitars come in and it begins to rock. It's called Reinforcements and it's by Sparks. And here it is.
I'm on guard again, but unprepared to fend for myself in a battle. You won't tell me why the shrub...
Love music. Love XFM. XFM.
Woof!
What an extraordinary rendition. That was Hardfi with Cash Machine. This is Adam and Joe on XFM, coming up to the end of our first hour here.
Hey, listen, if you've been listening for the whole hour, you'll know that it's our producer Lila's last show, and we've bought her secret prezzies. Is she listening now? She's just popped out to get me a drink.
She probably will be able to hear.
And we've already established what presents we've got her, but we can't say them again, obviously, because she might be listening. But I've got her a card with a picture of Prince William.
Is he... Wow.
Have a look at it, Adam. In a picture, in wearing a tuxedo.
That's very attractive.
All women fancy Prince William, right?
Because he's...
He's so sexy, look.
He's quite sexy.
He looks like a shoebox with a face drawn on.
Yeah, he looks really lovely there, I agree with you.
So, you know, stay tuned for the big presentational ceremony at the end of the show, the big prize giving.
Yeah, here she comes.
Here she comes.
Come, stop talking quickly.
She doesn't know anything about what we've done for her. She thinks we haven't done anything.
When she came in, we asked her if she'd been listening to the show, and she said no. But I'm not quite sure.
No, she had a little satisfied
smirk. There was a twinkle in her eye.
She's looking worried.
She's looking very glamorous today, Lila.
She's looking genuinely concerned.
It's your
dad's birthday?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought it was because of us and saying goodbye and wanting to leave us with a memory of you looking saucy.
But listen, we've got our lesbian and gay section of the show coming up after the top of the hour, right?
Yes, absolutely. I'm going to get very gay. I want to talk about a lot of gay things.
Yeah, and I'm going to talk about some gay things as well. So stay tuned for that.
And we've got a kind of gay text competition as well that I thought of as well.
Oh, well done. What are we going to give away for that? We've just given away all the prizes.
Well...
Man, we'll have to rustle something up.
We can steal some stuff, can't we?
Yeah, we'll better find some tickets or something. Yeah.
Well, we got another copy of Brotherhood, that DVD with the people being blown up. So that'll be a nice treat. It's not very gay, though, is it? Anyway, let's play a bit more music and then go to the adverts. I'm really hoping they play that advert for the Dune.
Yeah, the advert for the Dune DVD given away in The Observer, yes, tomorrow.
And they... What was it?
It's something about all the aliens are really excited because Dune's being given away in The Observer. I am very excited. I have landed my spaceship by the news agents.
My tentacles are going to be used to watch the DVD.
Someone's clearly not seen Dune.
There's only one alien in Dune, right? The massive slug in the big sort of glass thing.
Well, I mean, technically they're all aliens.
Yeah, but they're humanoid.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Now, there's the big weird slug, that's true, and then the worms, of course.
The worms, but they're not really, they don't walk, they don't talk.
No, well, do you think that's not the definition of an alien? The alien on board the Nostromo doesn't do any talking.
Yeah, but it's got legs and hands, and it could sit and have a meal with you if it wanted to. Those giant worms couldn't.
Yeah, that's true. Okay, here's a bit more music for you right now. This is The Killers with Jenny Was a Friend of Mine, and this is Adam and Joe on XFM.
XFM.
That's the Kaiser Chiefs with The Modern Way, or just Modern Way. This is Adam Buxton.
And my name's Joe Cornish.
And we're on XFM.
Yeah.
For another 55 minutes here on this enjoyable Saturday afternoon.
It's a beautiful Saturday afternoon. Very, very lovely weather. Lovely blue sky. Lovely.
Lovely. The only bad thing you could say about it is the whale is in trouble.
The whale.
Why don't they get Derren Brown or someone to use mime techniques to get the whale. Like, surely he could convince the whale to do the right thing.
He'd just convince the whale to rob a bank, and then we'd be in trouble. Or shoot itself. Or shoot him.
So, listen, I went to see Brokeback Mountain.
Yes.
Earlier this week.
Brokeback Mountain is the movie about two macho farmers. Cowboys? Farmers.
Cowboys.
Yeah. Who fall very much in love.
That's right, when they're out, they're supposed to be taking care of sheep.
Yeah, but they take care of...
each other.
And they have a little, you know, touchy-feely moment, don't they, out in a field or something.
They
don't understand it.
In a tent.
Because they're so sort of macho.
That's right, and afterwards they sit on a rock and it's a bit awkward and they just sort of go, I ain't queer. No, neither am I. And that's it. It's a bit like Dennis Rodman being out there. Have you seen it yet?
No.
It is worth seeing. But it's sort of slightly unsatisfying because it certainly is challenging for the heterosexual man.
Now, who did you see it with, Adam Buxton?
I saw it with my wife. It was a date movie.
Okay. I'd like to hear from any groups of lads who've been to see Brokeback Mountain. You can text us on 83XFM or call us 0871-222-1049. If you went to see Brokeback Mountain with your mates, I'd like to know... with your straight mates, how that went.
Yeah, that would be interesting, wouldn't it?
Because it's pulling in, you know, massive amounts of punters. Lots of people are going to see it. It's going to get Oscars and everything. It's one of those films that you sort of have to see if you're going to survive, you know, dinner party chit-chat.
Mm.
But it probably has resulted in some quite awkward, you know, quite an awkward atmosphere in some cinemas. Not for the right reasons, I think. You know, everybody should happily be able to go and see it. But they've obviously people are hung up on it because all the articles start with, this is not a gay film. And every interview Ang Lee's given says how it's not a gay film.
What? It's all about being gay.
Well, exactly.
It's all about the fact that they have to repress their desires because it's totally socially unacceptable in the
exactly.
60s in the Midwest where they
all
are.
All I'm saying is that they are, the people who are marketing it, are aware that there might be an obstacle in terms
gay
of getting
stigma.
Everybody to go and see it. Yeah. So they've tried to downplay the gay.
Right. That's a shame. I mean, it's a lovely film. It's wonderful to look at. Beautiful scenery in Wyoming there.
Mm.
I've been to Wyoming. It's certainly one of the most beautiful places in the world. And the acting from Jake Gyllenhaal and Heath Ledger is fantastic throughout. But it does have fairly early on a sort of graphic, roughy moment.
Well, we have to be careful because obviously this is a family show. But what base do they go to?
Oh, they go all the way.
Which base is the... how many bases are there?
There's
four. Do they go to fourth base? Lila's got. She's telling us she's got four bases.
No,
you may have less or more bases than other women.
I would
you
say
you might have some extra bases.
That's true.
God's given you an extra base.
Well, I would
what
say
does that mean?
Out of four bases, they would go well through the fourth one.
Really? Do you see the fourth base
you
being played?
You scored. You see the scoring of the fourth base. you don't actually see the equipment involved in the scoring of the base.
Because that's a good class in acting class, isn't it? How to do that one, pull that face.
Yeah. I mean, it is. It's all very... Have you seen Unfaithful? Is it Mike Figgis who directed that?
Possibly. The woman, that's the lady who has an affair with a French bloke.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
And her husband, Richard Gere, finds out and he ends up killing the bloke.
Yeah.
Quite a good film with some fairly fantastic, passionate, roughy, unfaithful nookie inside the film.
What's
as
that
well.
Got to do with Brokeback
well,
Mountain?
Well, it reminded me it's the same sort of level of flurry of intensity, of passionate intensity that takes place in this. You know, there's a lot of kind of scrabbling that's almost a fight.
Oh, really?
That turns out to
whilst
be passionate.
Struggling to get through the tradesman's entrance.
Yeah, exactly.
To shove the back door open.
Easy.
And get inside.
So listen, I was thinking that maybe a good text competition would be for people to think of other scenarios where this kind of thing could happen. Because there's been a lot of forbidden love films, obviously.
Right.
This is just one in a tradition of films like My Beautiful Laundrette, Beautiful Thing, other films with the word beautiful in them, about, generally, it's homosexuality. That seems to be a taboo that, for some reason, won't go away, even though it's completely acceptable in the noughties. No one's got a problem with anyone being gay if they're right-headed. But still... For the cinema, it seems to be a thing that people still have to deal with. So anyway, I was thinking of other gay type of films, other taboo films, and this isn't very good. But to give you an example, okay, here's a bad example, right?
Mm.
So instead of Brokeback Mountain as a place for forbidden love, Big Brother Diary Room, the story of Preston and Chantel. and Their Forbidden Love, which takes place in the diary room, and obviously is broadcast.
Give us another example. Have you got another example?
That was rubbish, wasn't it?
Yeah, sorry. I'm just confused by that. Give us another example.
Okay, here we go. This is a film called Shuttlecocks.
Yes.
And it's about Forbidden Love on a NASA space mission.
That's a lot better.
So a couple of manly pilots fall in love whilst practicing their docking procedure. And the tagline for the film would be either, space is their special place, or or they can't stop being astronauty.
That's very good.
Okay.
I think people will understand that completely. So there's the text competition, listeners, 83XFM. Come up with a name of a film that's about forbidden same-sex love.
It doesn't have to be necessarily just any kind of forbidden love, any taboo love, and a place where that love happens.
Yeah. I'm going to start thinking during the next record.
Here's another little example. This one isn't very good either. Da Beautiful Bungalow.
Is that like Dick and Dom in Da Bungalow?
Yeah.
If Dick and Dom had a gay affair.
They have a gunk fight. And suddenly it turns lusty. Suddenly they're wiping the gunk off each other, and they start to get it on. And then they have to fight their bosses, their TV bosses, because, you know, they've
and
got
that
this...
that doesn't turn sexy as well, does
no,
it?
No, that doesn't turn sexy.
That's for the sequel.
But, you know, they have to fight because their TV bosses don't want them to be the only openly gay couple to present a kids' TV show. You see, so it's a very moving story about...
Their bosses don't want them to be the only openly
gay couple. No, because it's taboo.
Oh, because it's taboo.
Yeah,
oh, so they're not.
It's all about they're dealing with the prejudice of the TV world.
Yeah, this is very good.
Obviously, Dick and Dom, as far as I know, aren't having a gay affair together. This is pure conjecture for the purpose of fantasy. But we'd like to hear your ideas as well.
Text 83XFM if you've got any. I'm going to work on my own during this record, which is what?
Which is The Block Party. Block Party with Two More Years.
You know, hello, this is Adam and Joe on XFM, where we've just announced our text competition, which is basically an invitation to our listeners to send in quite crude jokes.
Yeah, we don't want people to get all homophobic on our asses.
I've got a couple, though. The quiz is to come up with a similar name for a film to Brokeback Mountain, a place where you might have a secret, forbidden affair with somebody. How about Touching Your Void?
Touching my void or touching your void. Yeah, that's quite good.
Touching your void about two, you know, macho mountain climbers.
They fall down a crevasse.
They fall down a crevasse and they get trapped there.
Yeah.
You know.
Look at your crevasse.
The days pass.
That's
right. The nights pass. They have verges.
Yeah.
No one else around.
Exactly. That's a good idea, touching your void.
And then the other, we were trying to think of one for football as well, for like league football, When Saturday Comes.
That's nice.
Would be... I mean, there's already a film called When Saturday Comes, isn't there? But it could have different connotations.
Absolutely.
So keep them coming in on 83XFM. While you think about that, I'd like to bring you some showbiz news. Because to continue on our gay and lesbian theme, it was the Golden Globes, which isn't strictly a gay and lesbian event, but everything in Hollywood has the atmosphere of a big gay parade.
Mm.
And E! The Entertainment Channel, which is possibly the gayest channel on television, were doing in-depth coverage from the red carpet. And to host their coverage, they had the fashion designer. What's his name again? Isaac how do you say his name? You'll know, Lila.
Mizrahi.
Yeah, Isaac Mizrahi. Is it Isaac or Isaac? Why would it be Isaac? No one pronounces it Isaac. Isaac Mizrahi.
Iswag.
Anyway, he's a big... gay cake of a man.
Mm.
And he was interviewing all the stars, everybody. Gwyneth Paltrow, Jessica Alba, even
Scarlett
Mariah
Johansson.
Carey. Scarlett, he grabbed Scarlett Johansson's boobs, which was reported in all the press.
That's right, I saw that. He really did grab them as well.
He gave them a good squeeze.
He was weighing them as if they were fruit.
He knew no boundaries.
Yeah.
So basically, I recorded it, and I've basically made you a montage of some of the gay things he said. I've taken out any of his questions, any of the replies from the celebrities. So what you've now got is the most solid lump of gay talking
distilled
that anyone
gay
has ever heard. So listen quite carefully. At one stage he said, oh my god, you're so beautiful, faster than I've ever heard anybody say it ever in my life.
Yeah.
So here we go, hold tight, turn the radio up, and listen to this.
Isaac,
yes, here I am, darling. Yeah. Look at how beautiful your gorgeous eyes are. That is so
you. Amazing. Wow. 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 It's gorgeous. Wow, man. That is really, really funny. You look amazing. That's really, really funny. Wow. She is gorgeous tonight. Darling, I am so special because I'm here with you. Wow. But how lucky am I? So nice. Are you wearing underwear? Exactly. Wow. You look so beautiful. You look so beautiful. I have to say, you always look really, really stylish. Ooh, that sounds delicious.
Say that.
Oh, that is really funny. No, I'm just kidding. I love that. Speaking of a chocolate vanilla swirl, talk about your underwear. Yes. Oh, wow. I touched Scarlett's boobs. I touched Scarlett's boobs. I'm just kidding. Oh, God. Am I the most lucky man in the world? My God. That is so beautiful. That is an amazing, amazing piece.
Thank you.
I love your makeup, which I can't stop noticing.
Thank you.
It's really, really good. Happy, happy, happy tonight,
thank you.
Right?
Bye.
Thanks.
Bye.
See ya.
Wow. That's extraordinary. I'm overwhelmed with gayness. Are you all right, man? You've got into a little gay trance there.
Yeah, that was amazing. I might use that for a self-esteem tape.
Yeah.
In the morning. Just play that just to lift my spirits, because he's very positive.
Absolutely.
He's got nothing but nice things to say.
No, he wasn't really bitchy at all, was he? Or was he?
Well, he asked some quite probing questions.
He talked about people's underwear a lot and whether they were wearing it.
A lot.
Terry Hatcher wasn't wearing underwear.
Mm.
And then he spoke to... What's her name? You know, your favourite posh English actress.
Keira Knightley.
Keira Knightley.
Yes.
And he asked her if she was wearing underwear.
He asked everyone about that underwear, but the weirdest thing he said, and there was a little clip from it in that, was he was talking to Queen Latifah and asking her who she fancies in Hollywood. And she said, oh, I fancy George Clooney, because everyone in Hollywood loves a scandal. Everyone in Hollywood loves a chocolate and vanilla swirl. And then he goes, talking of a chocolate and vanilla swirl, let me talk about your underwear. It's not very nice, is it? Image that conjures up Queen Latifah's panties.
You're thinking too hard about it, I think.
Maybe.
Now let's play a bit more music while we're waiting for some text suggestions for our taboo films to come in, which we'll wrap up very shortly, I think. What's it looking like, Lila? Is it getting a bit...
There's a lot of ones that we can't actually say on air, or we might get sued.
Well, exactly. Try you know, not to be
hey,
too
here's,
filthy.
Here's
about
a good
it.
One. Triple XFM. Two DJs struggle to hide their secret love. From hey, Kevin in Watford.
That's a very good
he's
idea.
He's talking about us, isn't he?
Absolutely.
Nothing secret about our love, Kevin.
Well, no, it's very much out in the open. And now we've got 3 minutes and 45 seconds to exercise our love, because this is... what is this? This is The Feeling. I've never heard this before. This is a track called Sown.
Give me the song and I'll sing it like I mean it.
XXL. Love music. Love XFM.
Gold Frap. Ride a White Horse. This is Adam Buxton and Joe Cornish here on a Saturday afternoon on XFM. I think it's time we put our slightly dubious text competition to bed.
To bed.
Bed.
So, yeah, we've been asking you to come up with your own sort of versions of Brokeback Mountain titles and ideas for films about forbidden love in places where you wouldn't usually find it.
That's brilliantly
If only
explained.
We put it that succinctly 20 minutes ago.
We could have avoided a torrent of homophobic swill.
Yeah, and we've got to say that should we say anything? We're dealing here knowingly in stereotypes, and don't draw any conclusions about our attitude to any walk of life. It's just because of our stupid sense of humour, right?
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. So here we go. Well, mind you, I've rooted out all the ones that are truly
revolting
stroke funny. So here we go, Adam. What do you think of this? Tube driver love. Two bored, lonely tube drivers watching the tunnels, the dark tunnels, clatter by. I'm making all this up. The person who sent it didn't write this.
Yeah.
It's called Mind the Gap.
That's quite good. I like it.
Quite good.
Because there's a lot of imagery you could have in there that would be apposite.
Yeah. Okay. That's from an anonymous texter. Kevin in Brixton has texted twice this one, so I feel I should read it out. It's like a German submarine drama with two German submarine men.
Yeah.
Getting very close to each other called Despot.
Despot, that's not bad, you know, because again, you've got the chutes,
but
the torpedoes.
It's nothing but gay love in German submarines.
No, exactly.
Everyone in the army, it's not, they don't call it gayness, they just call it getting through the day.
Well, exactly, yeah, that's part and parcel of life
being
in the
army.
Yeah.
Is that true? I'm not sure that it is.
I would imagine so.
There's a whale-related one because of the exciting story about the whale in the Thames.
I hope the word blowhole is not in there.
No, it should have been. This is anonymous as well. Humpback River, whale love. Anybody? No, okay.
It's not exactly forbidden, though, is it?
Lesbian women's football movie. This is from Adam in Watford. Lesbian women playing football. It's called Fever Bitch. That's quite good, isn't
it? That's not bad, yeah.
Who's eating Gilbert's grapes? That's just one of those titles,
yeah,
isn't it? Of
yeah.
I'm a celebrity, get me out of the closet.
Right.
Says Jane in Stockwell, imagining, I suppose, a gay love affair, maybe between Ant and Dec. On the set of I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here.
Right, yeah, something like that.
That could be quite moving, couldn't it?
It could be very moving.
Lethal Weapons.
Yeah, that's
Brian in Hertfordshire.
Bound to happen.
Bound to happen. That's quite good, isn't it? Tough rookie cop, grizzled retiring cop in some sort of hostage situation.
Yes,
a bit saucy.
Certainly, yeah.
Touch each other.
Things get
feel
tense.
Feel ashamed. And then it comes into play in the big shootout at the end, you know. He has flashbacks of Willy's while he's trying to shoot the villain or something.
Maybe he's trying to talk someone down off a rooftop, you know, and he ends up just snogging him.
That would be a good film.
And then they both jump together, holding hands.
Yep, so that was good. Brian in Hertfordshire, well done. Richton Sheen says, The Empire Strokes Sack.
I'm pretty sure you can't say that.
Postal sack, message mail sack. lot of mail in space. Full Metal Packet. Robot Love, that's from Steve. Sorry, the Empire stroking the thing was Richard and Sheen. Did I say that?
Yeah.
Do you want me to keep going?
No. I think
one more? There's one more good one.
I don't feel they're getting better.
Two production workers in Cadbury World fall in love. They are injecting the creamy centres into into chocolate bars. It's called Hot Chocolate.
I thought it was going to be something like Chocolate Factory.
No, it could be, though.
Hot chocolate's not bad.
So what are you going for? There's a lot of... You've got to choose a winner, Buxton. There's a lot of different...
Well, the one that really made the most sense to me, I thought, was...
You've forgotten it now, haven't you?
Maybe the submarines one. What is it around there?
Despot. Mind the Gap. I think Mind the Gap.
I like Mind the Gap.
We like Mind the Gap. Or Fever Bitch from Adam in Watford.
I like Mind the Gap because you've got so much imagery there that would be brilliant.
Well, that's from an anonymous texter, so we'll have to find out who they are. And we will, and we'll find out who you are and send you that prize. But thanks to everybody who entered that. You should all be ashamed of yourselves.
Yes. I hope at least some of you were gay and it's not just a bunch of straight people making really bad, slightly homophobic jokes here on a Saturday afternoon, which we don't want to encourage at all.
Well, we've gone the wrong way about not encouraging that.
Yeah, we pretty much have. Especially a few weeks ago, we were deriding The Sun for having that headline about... Do you remember when the guy from Star Trek came out and they put
again?
Beam Me Up Botty or something?
Oh, that's right.
And we were saying it was a disgrace.
How hypocritical.
And now here we are.
Disgusting.
Okay, to set things back on the right track, here's David Bowie.
Yes, it's Ditties in the Dock time here on the Adam and Joe Radio Show on XFM. This is the part of the show where you get to vote what song we play the show out with, even though we're 20 minutes away from the end of the show. We're going to take 5 calls, and everyone who comes on air is going to win a set of 6 U2 albums. That's 6 CDs.
Each.
All by the greatest band in the world, right?
Yeah.
I mean, that's not my opinion.
Maybe the biggest band in the world.
The biggest
band.
Yeah, okay. The biggest band in the world, U2. So that's... what's that noise?
Sorry, I was moving my Michael.
There we go. So, brilliant prizes. The number is 0871-222-1049. 0871-222-1049. And this week's theme is... Sorry, a little burp.
Little
is
bit,
what?
Little bit of wind. Is anti-drug songs.
No to drugs.
Just, you know...
Stop it.
Inspired by the government hoo-ha about whether they should... downgrade or upgrade cannabis as a Class C or Class B drug.
Yeah.
As a kind of smokescreen for the Ruth Kelly affair, some people
Jesus,
are saying.
Cool.
Okay. Anyway, I was thinking there's a lot of songs about drugs, but there's also a lot of songs that are anti-drugs. And I was listening to one earlier this week, and you could argue that the song that I've brought in... Shall I start? Shall I pick
Why
mine
don't
first?
You start, yes.
Okay, it's a track called The Good Times Are Killing Me.
Oh.
By Modest Mouse. And I believe this was on their last album. It was the album that had that hit that we played a lot on XFM, Float On. Anyway, The Good Times Are Killing Me is a great song. And it seems to be about, well, it's fairly self-explanatory. It's just about some guy sort of lamenting the fact that his idea of a good time is to go out and get loaded, and basically he just lives to distract himself from reality. And the very thing that he is living for is the thing that is killing him. Okay?
Wow.
How ironic is that? But it's a good song anyway. And I might be reading too much into it. But I want you to vote for Modest Mouse and The Good Times Are Killing Me.
So there you go. If you want to hear Modest Mouse, call 0871 221 0049, or your alternative choice is Shinehead. Now, Shinehead is a sort of a toaster.
Yeah.
Yeah, an MC. Very famous.
You would imagine would probably be partial to some drugs.
Well, a major problem is crack. A major problem with XFM listeners. A lot of XFM listeners are on crack. You know who you are out there.
Yeah.
And it's time to stop, because it's a very dangerous drug. And Shinehead's recorded this song called Gimme No Crack. Don't give me any crack. I don't want the crack. And it's a fantastic song. The chorus goes, I'm real cool. I'm chill to the max. I might act crazy, but I don't smoke crack.
I remember that track.
We have played it before, several months ago.
It's a good crack
and
track.
And it's fantastic. I'm not expecting it to win. But there you go. If you want to hear Shinehead, 0871 221 0049, and you will never smoke crack again. That's
absolutely
something I can guarantee.
It's between Modest Mouse and Shinehead. Get calling right now. XFM.
Love music. Love music. Love XFM.
That's the mighty Coldplay.
That's Kraftwerk featuring Coldplay.
Yeah, that's true. That's a collaboration between Coldplay and Kraftwerk, let's put it that way, and it's called Talk. This is Adam and Joe on XFM.
So this week's Ditties in the Dock is anti-drug songs. It's Modest Mouse with The Good Times Are Killing Me versus Shinehead with Gimme No Crack.
Don't give me no crack.
And we've got five callers on the line, all of whom have won six U2 albums.
Wow.
So that's good news for Tim. Hello, Tim.
Hello.
Is that good news, Tim?
About as good news as a Coldplay track.
Hey, so, yeah, so that is good news, isn't it? Yes, obviously. So what are you going for, Tim?
I'm going to go for the crack song.
Have you got a problem with crack? And if so, how bad is it?
I've just run out, so I don't want anyone else to enjoy themselves on Saturday afternoon.
Easy to get hold of. Just walk down the street muttering crack. And eventually someone will give you some.
Oh, it doesn't work.
It doesn't work?
No, I try it quite a lot, but no.
Okay, well,
thank
you very much, Tim. I think you do need to take some more crack.
Okay, thank you.
But thank you for voting for Shinehead. That's 1-0 to me, Joe.
And, of course, Joe's just being humorous there, kids. Not encouraging anyone to actually go out and talk about crack or take it or anything like that.
Of course, yeah, it's absurd.
It's absurd.
If you touch it, you're insane.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I would go for that, certainly. Alice, are you there?
Hello.
How are you doing, Alice?
I'm okay.
Oh, you don't sound okay. You sound pretty depressed.
Oh, I've been doing homework.
What kind of homework are you up to?
What sort of thing?
Art.
Art? There's nothing depressing about art.
Come on, art homework.
Life is serious.
That's
art is
time.
Fun.
What's the project you've got?
Oh, it's at the moment, it's fashion and waste.
Fashion and waste?
Yeah.
Well, they're inextricably linked.
So you're making dresses out of bottle tops and bin bags and stuff like that?
Well, I'm doing illustration on stuff like that, so yeah.
Not even making that does sound a bit depressing. I sympathise.
So Alice, what are you going to go for, Alice?
I'm sorry, I'm going to go for Modest Mouse.
Don't apologise, that's fine. That's one all there. Yeah, one to Shinehead, one to Modest Mouse. You win those U2 albums. If you don't like them, you can smash them up and make them into a dress. Brilliant.
Thanks a lot for calling, Alice. Now, Freddie's on the line. How are you doing, Freddie?
Hello, chaps. All right?
Yeah, very good, thank you.
How are you, Freddie? What's up with you today?
No, nothing's up with me. I'm pretty cool.
Yeah, come on. You've got to give us something. Any kind of activity, any piece of information. At the moment, you're just a man to us. Give us something.
The skip in front of me is very full.
Full skip?
Yeah.
of other people's Christmas trees?
And pallets.
And pallets. Oh, I love a good pallet.
That's a great story, man. Thanks a lot, Freddie. What are you going to vote for? Is it going to be Modest Mouse or Shinehead with his crack song?
Modest Mouse.
Are you a Modest Mouse fan, Freddie?
I'm only aware of the float song.
Yeah, yeah. I hadn't really heard much of them before, and this tune popped up on the iPod, and I thought, hey, that's good. I like it. I'm going to revisit this album. So anyway, Freddie, thanks a lot for your call. Have fun with the skip. Jeff, are you there?
Hey, Freddie could put the U2 albums in the skip if he doesn't like them.
Jeff, how are you doing?
Thanks for laughing, Jeff.
Not too bad.
Are you a U2 fan? Pretend you are.
I'm a huge U2 fan.
Good. Excellent. And we better keep this brief because we're running out of time. Jeff, which are you going to go for? Is it Modest Mouse or Shinehead?
We have to go for MC Shinehead.
Hey, good man. Well done, Jeff. Very good taste.
It's been on top, you see, and it's very shiny on top of my head, so...
Is it? Well, there you go. You are, in a way, brothers with Shinehead. So that's two all.
Jeff. Okay, so it's...
This is extraordinary. This is the deciding vote now. Danny. Hello, Danny.
Hey.
There's a great burden on your shoulders. You have an enormous responsibility. Responsibility, I nearly said. Are you ready? Are you up to it?
I think so. I'm just about ready.
What do you... can we learn something about you first, Freddie? Danny? What are you up to today?
What I'm up to? I'm revising for an exam.
Ooh. What exam is it?
It's a physics exam.
Physics nightmare! Our sympathies are very firmly with you. That's got to be the most... Are you any good?
Not particularly. I've blagged my way through plenty of exams. It's all good.
Physics is mystifying stuff. It was mystifying in our day. Imagine what it's like now. They've probably got new physics to deal with.
It's shockingly bad.
Oh, man. Anyway, Danny, what are you going to go for? Is it Shinehead or Modest Mouse to play us out?
It's got to be Modest Mouse.
Oh! That's a surprise. I really thought it was Shinehead was going
to
take it.
Now I'm going to have to have some crack.
No, you can't even joke about that kind of thing. They don't tolerate jokes about drugs at all.
Who doesn't?
The world.
The world. But everyone knows.
The business world. Yeah, but it's like when you make jokes about bombs at airports, you know, they just arrest you. They're not up for it. Yeah, they have the big signs that say, don't joke about bombs. It's the same in radio stations with drugs.
Crikey.
Anyway, thank you very much, Danny, for your call.
Weirdly, this ties in with our, name of Brokeback Mountain-style gay films competition.
Oh, yeah?
Give Me No Crack.
Thank you very much. Nice. Nicely tied up there. And before we play our final track, thanks very much to everyone who called and texted today, incidentally. We have to say goodbye to Lila. She's been our producer now for about 3 years or something. She's turned us from gibbering idiots into the kind of media geniuses that you're listening to now. And we really appreciate it, Lila. You're attractive and you know what your job is and you're attractive and you've got a really filthy mouth and you're a brilliant producer and you're attractive. So we're going to miss you very much.
And thanks a lot, Lila. Thank you for everything.
We've got a card for you. Look,
thanks.
Here, we got a card.
Thank you.
And Joe's got a special present for you.
This is from both of us. Yeah. Here we go, Lila. Look at that.
Oh, isn't that
look
good?
At that. It's the cheapest iPod on the market.
That is it. It's the iPod Shuffle.
Not even an iPod. It's just a shuffle.
And here's some champagne for you.
This is nice.
I am going to have to do my job, though, because we're going to have to go to the track quite quickly.
Yeah, okay. Fair enough. Fair enough.
I love you. Thank you.
Bye, Lila. Have a good time. Be lucky. And thanks very much for listening. We'll be with you next week. Here's Modest Mouse with The Good Times Are Killing Me. Bye!
Yes. The good times. Good times are killing me. The good times are killing me.
Here we go.
Got your goddamn car watering down. No, you could carry on. Shrugged off, short-sighted, false assignment. And what can I say? Have one, have 20 more, one more's in. Like what I said.
dance with me. I guess the good times, they were all just killing me.